This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Don't fucking talk yet. Wait, hold on.
Welcome.
That's rude for me to just yell at him like that. But
Can we just
come back really quick? Can we come back? We've been gone for a bit. We don't have to start over, but can we come back?
Who are you asking?
I'm saying, is it okay that we come back this podcast?
I don't know that this is the time for
that. Excuse me, we're back, is what I'm trying to say. We took a long break, man. It's been a long time.
Well, we had to celebrate.
We did have to celebrate Christian holidays.
Yeah, we had to.
And some Jewish ones. I've spent my second Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
I did my second Hanukkah.
Was it a pleasurable experience?
Yeah, it's nice. I love it.
What was your first Hanukkah?
My first Hanukkah was last year.
So I see.
Hanukkah, I'm just noticing now, sounds like Monica.
Can we come back, please?
Well, we might as well.
I've never noticed that. I think it's very
interesting. Hold on a
second. Monica.
Hold on. Mike, I'd like to welcome us back really quick, if I could, to Dynamic Banter.
You know what I just realized? I'm pronouncing Hanukkah wrong, because it's Hanukkah, and that doesn't sound
it
like
is
Monica.
Hanukkah.
That sounds less like Monica.
The Americanized version sounds like Monica, though.
So, listen, last thing we did was the big commentarium.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was a lot of fun.
Penny Marshall, the whole mood in this room just changed.
Well, yeah. Can we talk about where we're at right now? When we're recording this for the first time, not in my home.
We're in mine.
We're in yours.
If it sounds different, that's why.
It's not in mine.
It's not Elliot's home. Mm-hmm. By the way, Elliot's here.
Elliot is here. He's also on the shittiest mic, and I'm the only one who can monitor this right now, because I'm the only one with headphones.
Yeah, it's
and
weird for me.
Yours just sounds like a bass. You know when you hear somebody's bass from way down the street? It sounds like that, like an old car is talking.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything I could do? Can I get closer to the mic or further
I think
away?
The closer you get, the more
the
infuriated I'm becoming. So I think that's the...
What if I created
a Hallmark card.
That's the wrong.
What if when I talk, I just like my lips lightly touch the microphone?
That's what's happening now is my least favorite.
Did you know that you could get electrocuted and die?
Really?
But with lightning?
Did you hear that? That was a possibility.
Welcome back.
Can we come back?
Thank you, Elliot.
Is it okay if we come back? Knock, knock. Dynamic Banter here.
Yeah.
We're here to come in. Can we come in?
Might as well.
Can we enter your home?
It's good to be back.
It is great to be back. Did you miss doing this, Mike, a little bit?
I did, and I actually didn't until there was a testy tweet that said, hey, guys, where's the dynamic
banter?
Yeah,
man. You know, it's interesting to me, the people that tweeted at us, where's the episode, or like, are you guys coming back this week and shit? It's like, can you just like go back and read what when we said we're going to go on a holiday break for me really quick?
Yeah.
And then tweet something like maybe like happy holidays or
yeah or like
an acknowledgement.
Hope you guys are doing good.
Yeah,
healthy.
How about can't wait to hear you guys again?
So you guys are complaining that somebody
wanted your show. Yeah.
No, I'm complaining that someone
but they
didn't
do it in the right way.
No, I'm complaining that they didn't see the tweet where we said we're going on vacation.
There's not a world in which I would ever. Go back through somebody's tweets over just asking them a question.
Yeah.
Well,
now I can understand if you said it on the podcast. Did you say it on the podcast?
Yes,
we did.
We
say
said
it at
the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm with you guys. Then. Yeah. But if you hadn't said it on the podcast, I just think you should be a little bit. I think you should be nice to this.
We currently live in a society where people who want answers think the best way to get them is to ask.
Yeah.
Only and not like kind of do a little research or something.
Like they want that immediate.
Yeah, they want that immediate because you know our phones and the technology we now use give us instant gratification and
sure
and we're getting spoiled from that I think. But it, I mean, look, I'm not saying don't ask questions because asking questions is a good thing. But
well, what if I say that? What if I say no questions from
no
now on?
No more questions?
Of any kind.
Like Macho Man?
No,
no more questions! That's my favorite.
Yeah,
video.
Not on like the Macho Man.
Can I hear?
I just think you should be nice.
I agree with that, Elliot.
Incredibly
Thank
thankful that people want to hear the show.
I thought you were about to Elliot. Say, incredibly thankful that we have you here, Elliot.
Yeah. I'm thankful that nothing. Elliot's here, because it's been a while since we've had a friend on. The last person we had on the episode was Penny Marshall, famous director who did the commentary.
You wouldn't call Penny a friend?
I mean, we just met her.
Yeah, she was very nice to us.
Really?
Yeah.
You actually
she liked
have
me
Penny
a lot.
Marshall?
Well, yeah, she did the big commentary with us.
Cool.
You know, she directed
Big.
Yeah.
Large Piano Playing Man.
Yes.
Large Man Eats Corn, the movie.
Regular
I think you
man,
sent me that.
Piano.
Every now and then, Mike sends me something that he did that he likes.
that
he that made.
Is the thing that I do.
Yeah. Is it, I, you guys have like a father-son relationship?
I'm like, I hope Elliot respects me as a comedian now. Check this out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. And every now and then I'm just like, I'll be like, I'm proud of you. But I put the emphasis on proud like that.
I'm
so he
proud
goes,
of
he
you.
Says it like with a weird inflection like that. Yeah. You know what I think it is? He was the first one that got the special, right? So I'm just following, you know, I'm just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
I so have, everything I put out, I'm like, maybe this is the thing.
Mm. I have a, I'm the, you know, you say, you see things like Star Wars.
Did I say that
I
ever?
Can't wait to hear where this goes. I'm like so excited to hear where you go with this.
You got your Luke Skywalker or whatever.
Did you think this out at a different point?
Imagine I'm Darth Vader, and what is Luke trying to do? He's trying
Kill
to
him.
Win his approval.
Cut his hand.
Trying to win his approval.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what he's trying think, to do.
It's been a while since I've seen the film.
Well, he didn't find out he was his dad even until the second one. So,
okay.
In the end of the second one.
It's actually
one.
The sixth one if you count the prequels.
Okay. The fifth one was The Empire Strikes Back. But
I'm not familiar with any. Is this the one with the ring and they have to throw it in?
Did I say fifth?
Hawaii?
You did
I
say.
Meant to say sixth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Well, no, you said sixth.
That was
but
the joke
the sixth
I was making.
Is
like, I was correcting
Return of
it,
the
but
Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys ever think about which moment led you to this moment?
No, but that's a super smart thing to just ask out of nowhere.
And I appreciate what it contributes to the conversation.
Whose
being...
question was that a second ago?
Steve's.
Can we come back? Can we? Are we allowed back in? The door's open just a crack. Can we step in?
You got a couple friends at your ears. Can we come in?
Well, I got to be honest. I missed doing this. I thought about you a lot on my break, Mike.
Okay.
And I thought about Zoya, too.
All right.
Because I was thinking about good friends.
Best friends.
And, yeah, I was thinking about the good people that I have in my life and that I'm thankful for. And you guys popped into my head, and I missed recording this with you.
I miss recording this as well.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Zoya in the background. Just
Zoya made dinner that she just threw up. Jackie just made dinner that Zoya threw up.
Jackie made a wonderful dinner.
That was
yes, she
awesome.
Did.
We had homemade
chicken parmigiana.
I came
over here to record a podcast, and I ended up getting a fantastic feast.
Oops. So it's like you walked into an Olive Garden. You don't podcast in an Olive Garden.
Yeah, it was like walking into an Olive Garden.
It was right on my butt. Happened? My butt just got hit.
What? Was that because I called your food Olive Garden food?
I was going to say definitely higher class than Olive Garden.
I didn't get soup.
Like
I didn't get salad. I didn't get breadsticks.
I was like more like a macaroni grill.
It's a macaroni.
Where was
it's
the
macaroni
bread?
I think that you did that one time that was just you going, Italian song, Italian song. Or,
oh, yeah, French bread.
But I don't think you even said French bread or like pepperoni, like the normal joke. You
oh,
just
it was
go,
just like Italian.
You just
song?
Kept saying Italian things, Italian song,
Italian song, Italian things.
You guys think that's funny?
I think it's one of the funniest things Steve's ever done.
You guys think jokes like that are funny?
It's Italian song. Oh man,
Elliot, I was reminiscing because someone sent us that video of us all freaking out. Remember, it was like, except you, okay, so you, it was like a comment commentary episode or something.
Yeah, where we didn't get the streamy or whatever.
Yeah, how would you react if you didn't get the streamy? And then we all did it. And everyone is doing something different.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing something brilliant, I feel like. And it's so funny because it's like, we don't plan that out. Like, we didn't plan it, we just did it. And I love how yours is so like subtle and fun.
It's trying to be that. Yeah, happened.
You're like, you're doing exactly what you probably would have done. Yeah.
Being somewhat passive aggressive and making that kind of, that was a fun video.
But I hate it when people send us those things because it just makes me real sad about my current situation in life.
You guys took this podcast in a whole other deeper direction.
No, I'm kidding. I'm actually, I am happier in my personal life, but I miss the days where we would all fucking joke around at the Source About office.
Yeah.
Well, those days are long gone.
Well, you could, there are other people there you could joke around with it.
But you're right. Like, nothing will ever be like that.
Never. Yeah. No. Ever.
No matter who.
Not even a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things
There's
have
not
to
even
change
one person that could make it feel anywhere near what it used to feel like.
A little bit, and you might find. Maybe surprised.
Source fed days.
It was a bond, you know.
It was like just a bond. It was a familial.
Yeah.
Bond. And you never know who you're going to find that with. And sometimes.
Well, since it was the beginning, too.
Well, we were all doing it together.
Yeah.
When it was really.
We're
not
there now,
much.
And we make the best of the time that we have now and just be as funny as possible and maybe a whole new, different audience. And change is good. Can we come
Do you
back?
Want to take it back? Go back.
Everything I say on this podcast is a joke. Does that satisfy everyone? Is that a satisfying response after all that?
On this podcast is a joke.
Do you remember when you were on this one last time, Elliot?
Yeah, I was very, very intoxicated.
Yeah.
Not on alcohol.
Right. How was that? What was that like?
Well, you guys were real mean to me, and then Mike had to later sincerely apologize to me.
I did, and that's an important part of being an adult, is just knowing when you have to.
Hey, man, we were just, I was, all in good fun, but we were pretty mean to you.
Is that what
just
you said,
to say I'm sorry.
Probably something like that. I was definitely
feel
real
like
sorry.
We were I didn't feel like it was genuine, like, fun poking. I feel like it was very much like we got into a habit right away with like just kind of like playing with you a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was mean-spirited. Like it was just kind of like it was a fun opportunity to kind of like take advantage of your inebriation a little bit.
I was trying to hurt your feelings.
And I got that too. I did get that. You know?
I think Owen was trying to hurt your feelings too.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of it. I re-listened to it one time when my brother was in town. And I was like, you need to listen to this. And my brother was just like hysterically laughing. And then I just remember when we were actually doing it, I just remember Owen being like, damn it, where did that come from? Or something. But I don't remember what I said or what he was talking about. Yeah. Or if he was being sarcastic or something.
I don't remember any of this. That'd be a fun activity to go back and listen to how great that podcast was.
Let's do a video where we listen to it all the way through and we just sit there and listen to it.
We'll get like a, yeah. I was about to give away a sight gag, but if we really do it, I want that to
Good. Well, don't forget it. Write it down right now because I don't want you to forget it. How was everyone's holidays, huh? Mike, what was your Christmas like?
It was lovely. We were here. Zoya's sister. And my brother-in-law, my new brother-in-law, came up, and we hung out. We had a beautiful feast. We had so much food, and then our friend Jackie came up for New Year's Eve, and we went out to a Mexican feast, and then we fell asleep at 11:30.
Wow, half an hour, huh?
P.M.?
Yeah, P.M.
Couldn't push through half an hour.
Well, to be fair, I did the countdown several times before that while we were out to dinner, so we wouldn't miss the excitement of a countdown.
That's a very cute thing to do.
Yeah.
That's cute. That's like
How
a life cute thing.
How many times would
you
say I started the countdown? Oh, yeah. I also counted down for the next couple days.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's cute to funny. That's the best case scenario.
Thanks, man. That's
for
the
our
name of my
sort of
special.
Brand. Yeah.
For our. Now we share
for
a brand.
You and me, that's a good thing for us.
Why are we grouped in together?
We're like the D12 of comedy.
Nope.
We should make an app called Grouped In, where you can hang out together as friends.
where you buy
and
things
and get quapones so you can spend them on things.
What do you want to call it?
Grouped in. Group down, man. Group on in. Come on in.
Group on in.
Group on in, everybody.
That's not bad. What kind of things would you have on the
Group
app?
Group on in?
Yeah.
We're hanging out with friends.
Dude.
Come
yeah.
on, man. Dude. Mike. Mike, come on. We're back. Come on.
We are back.
Mike, we're back. Come on. Relax.
25% off.
Mike, relax. Out. We're back.
My New Year was good. I spent it with some friends in Florida. Christmas was nice. Christmas was actually really nice. I had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I love the Christmas season, but Christmas Day ends up being pretty lackluster. But this was actually good. Talked to a lot of family. A lot of weird conversations happened. Some weird conversations. And that's about it. All right. I'm back here.
Well, what about your New Year's?
I spent that with some friends in Florida.
How many friends?
Two people.
All right. Expected more.
Six if you count their...
You just look like a guy who would be hanging out with more people.
You really do. I felt like you'd be the kind of guy that'd hang out with more people on a New Year's.
Why would you think that?
When I picture you, I picture more people.
The joy behind that.
What was your New Year's Eve like,
so
Michael?
Well, we went out to a Mexican feast. And then we ate that. We ate burritos, and then we fell asleep at 11:30.
We fell into a food coma. We were asleep before 11:30. We all fell asleep on the floor, right where you guys are, basically.
Is that what that photo was? Wasn't there? Was that a Christmas party that you guys had?
There's a photo.
I've seen a photo.
Sleeping face down.
Was that the same time?
Were you intoxicated, or were you just?
How many farts did you get?
You got foodied. Foofied. Foofied.
I was, I went to Idlewild for New Year's and I had a blast.
Uh-huh.
The entire time.
Good.
But at one point when we were returning the key from the cabin we rented, I went into the office where the person takes your key back.
Sure.
And, It was a snowy time out there in Idlewild. It was beautiful. But,
sure.
The second I walked in to this office, it was instantly warm, which felt very nice. But then...
That does sound nice.
A lot of farts hit my face. it smelled
somebody
like...
Somebody else's farts.
It's just someone else's inside of their body smell was in that room. Someone else's, exhaust.
Yeah.
And it was so overpowering. It was intense.
You think that happened right before you hit the knob?
I don't know, because I feel like, now, I'm no scientist, but I'd like to, this just makes sense to me. Doesn't it seem like a warmer room would store fart smell more than a lukewarm room or even a cold room?
Well, cold room preserves. The molecules, they slow down, and I think they last a little longer.
But have you ever smelled a fart in the cold?
You could see them. I don't know that I've ever
smelled. Can you see a fart if you fart out in the cold?
That's a very interesting.
We're getting a little
I don't know that
topic.
I ever have in a really cold environment.
Yeah, right? Because I don't think I have at all.
But the hot rooms, they heat
them
up real
nice. But a
hot
room can coast a fart along the waves, I feel like.
Sure.
I feel like you're just creating a little whirlpool of farts.
Heat is the lifeline of the fart.
Heat is a fart tornado.
I wonder if it's because heat...
Which is also my favorite Patrick Swayze song. Heat is a fart tornado.
Patrick Swayze?
He did it right after... She's like the wind.
She's like a fart tornado.
She's like a fart tornado.
I would venture to say that the warm air heat rises.
Yeah,
so
heat
if you
does
fart,
rise.
Heat, it keeps it down, kind of keeps the fart down a little bit because there's already heat up there.
Maybe the heat
could be the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Fart. Maybe there's a fart layer in a hot room, and then there's the heat layer.
Yeah, it's like
smog.
Designated,
everything has its own space.
Like airplanes try to cut through the fart layer when they're coming out of the airport.
You turn on autopilot just as soon as you get out of the fart layer.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. We're about to coast through the fart layer. How nonchalant it is.
pretty excited about it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. That's about my favorite time of the flight when we cut right through that fart layer.
If you look out your window, you'll see my favorite part of the flight. Well, and we're going to slice right through that fart layer. Hot knife through bread. Here we go.
So, yeah, but the woman was so nice and she was so calm and she was like even eating, which made the fart smell grosser. Like, but you know, it was one of those things where like you can sit. So like we've all sat with our farts. Let's not get modest here.
Sure. Okay.
You've sat with your farts before. I feel like at
describe
a certain point
what sitting with your farts is like.
Well, let's say you're at your computer or you're watching a movie or something, and sure. Maybe you're alone or maybe you're with friends.
Yeah.
If you're Elliot, you're with many friends. At least I feel like you would be.
Many people.
Many people. But imagine you fart, and then it's one of those like farts that kind of sticks around a little bit.
Sure.
And it's there for a while.
Yeah.
Now, whether there are people there to experience it with you or not is inconsequential.
Yeah.
Because the point
I'm
trying to make.
It's a train in the woods situation.
It certainly is, but what I'm trying to say is that sometimes if you fill a room with enough farts, you will stop noticing the fart smell because you've been in your own fart smell.
It just becomes the...
It's just a normal
smell. It's like
smell.
Locker rooms.
And, yeah, it's like a locker room, and I feel like that's exactly what happened in this office.
Okay.
I think she had been collecting her farts...
It was a farty office.
I think it was a farty office, and I think she had already not cared about the smell and didn't care to leave the door open to let the fart out at all. And so she kept me in there for a bit.
How long? How
when
rustic
I shut the
did everything?
Door, the lock on its own.
Well, she insisted that I shut the door behind me.
Hey, don't let any of these farts out.
Hey, can you just shut the door? I'm just keeping some...
I'm keeping years of farts in here.
Got a good batch brewing in here. Can you just shut that door?
It's real good confident. Year. Got a... such a good batch in here. Hate to let that get...
I don't know if you noticed the hot batch in here. Can you just shut the door behind you? I want to let it out.
Sweetie, would you shut the door? Got a hot batch in here.
She kept me in there a little bit.
When did you think that started? Years?
You know, it was... Well, no, because I was in that office the night that we went to pick up the keys.
Yeah, and no farts.
No farts. But also the heat wasn't on like it was... The night we left, or
and
the day we left,
come alive.
And it was early. It was early. So this is the other thing. It was early in the morning, and it was like maybe like 10, or maybe 11.
First farts of the day.
So
that's
yeah,
one of the
must
first
have been
things
like
that you do.
Opening farts. It really was like how they started their day in there. But I hated that I had to experience it, but it was very memorable.
So realistically, I mean, we should move on, right? But egg
we
farts.
Could move on.
Probably egg farts. Breakfast farts.
It was an egg fart. Well, you know, I know a good egg fart when I smell it. You can just tell when they've had eggs. It's a bit more sour than the other ones. This smelled like maybe like pre-poop farts.
I wonder if this podcast is going to win any awards.
Can we call this episode pre-poop farts?
With Elliot Morgan.
With Elliot Morgan. Elliot, you're the king of lowbrow comedy. Perfect for your brand. Well,
could
by
you
the way,
challenge yourself to write a fart joke, please.
Mm. Oh, I'd love it. It would be like
some
eloquent
sort of,
and
I
like
think a lot
Freudian
about
fart
jokes.
Do you not have even like a fart joke you're like working on?
I have a lot of stuff about poop, like a lot like in pooping.
Oh, you do have stuff about poop. I don't think I've heard any of your poop stuff.
Well, I don't think anybody has, but
oh, really?
I'm like, I don't know how to talk about it. Like, I don't know how to be like.
It's tough. I mean, everybody does it.
I know.
Turns out,
but
you have data to back
like,
that up.
I think I have data to back it up. Yeah. Not on me.
I just sometimes feel like I'm bad at it.
Bad
like
at pooping?
Bad at pooping, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
And there's just like What?
Well, there's a joke from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Maybe
one
wiping.
Of the. Yeah, I keep wiping. It's like I'm wiping
it's
a
like
marker.
It's like a marker. Yeah. I poop and I wipe.
I like. Can we talk about the clean sweep? Yeah. Which is one of my favorite poops.
Please.
The clean sweep, if you don't already know, is when you poop and then you give her a good old wipe down and there's not a thing on your paper.
Yeah.
It's ever, like a Christmas treat.
Yeah. You ever do the supermarket sweep?
We go to the bathroom?
You wipe your butt in with everything in the bathroom.
Before the clock timer runs out.
Yeah, you
got
to get out there. You got about 45 seconds.
But you can use everything.
Everything.
This is gonna get gross.
You can get gross.
I didn't know up until fairly recently in my life that you're supposed to wipe until there's like nothing.
Wait, really? You didn't know?
No.
Supposed to is the way that he phrased it. But what are you trying to get at, Mike?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Can I have one of those?
Yes.
I'll just take a sip of yours if you don't want to make. Thank you.
Does your Cool Whip have the Pepsi logo on it?
What?
That Cool Whip in there looks like it has the Pepsi logo on it. Cool Whip.
Oh, that's great.
You have no bake cake?
I don't know what that is.
God dang it. It's a wonderful cake.
It's amazing.
What do you mean
it's...
you weren't wiping right?
I think I just wasn't giving it my all.
Well, who taught you the right way recently?
No one. I don't remember.
Well, how did you learn that you were doing it wrong?
I Googled it.
You Googled it.
I Googled pooping it, and I Googled like the best methods for wiping.
I'd like to do that.
There's ways I just like to improve myself.
I did a white wall video. Me and Matthew Lieberman, I believe, did a white wall video.
That must have slipped through my cracks.
That one didn't hit my subscription box.
You don't have your notifications turned on for
SourceFed? You know, I must have missed that one.
Okay. I can send it to you. It's in my collab playlist.
Yeah. You can just use my business email to send it.
It's a hotmail.
Do you use baby wipes?
I love to use baby wipes.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Hold on. I think we're going down a hole here. And
we're going across
and
it.
And I don't want to get, run too far away from some points that I'd like to make too about pooping, which is very important to me.
It's one of the best things.
It is. But see, like, I'm a quick pooper. Like, when I have to... I'm out. I'm like 5 minutes is a lot.
You get in there, you make a weird face, and you're out.
I don't think I even make a weird face.
You know?
I don't have time. I'm so quick, man. I'm so quick.
That's great. God
bless. But I know some people that are like in there.
I'll stay in there for a day and a half.
They stay in there.
Yeah. Well, I used to use it when I had a job that was like hourly. I'd use it as a break time.
Well, yeah. I mean, look.
Especially if you don't
smoke. We've all been there. Yeah.
I'll shit for 45, man.
I mean, dude. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Back in my Sony days, I took a nap in the toilet. All right,
one of my favorite things I ever did was when you did like, I don't know if it was like a fake weight loss video, but you were like, you know, you guys have been noticing that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm starting to drop weight a little bit.
Yeah, and I just want
to
think like it's because it really got me because I thought you were being truly.
But I was like
sincere.
On the toilet. Then,
like, I don't know if you flush or you just are like, see, look, and then you like.
Yeah, I can't remember what the reveal was, but it was totally like you didn't know I was on the toilet yet until the end.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites. I like doing that kind of stuff. But I'm so quick, and it kind of frustrates me how long people take sometimes.
Who are you waiting for?
Well, do you think it's like, do you think the people who sit in there and like upwards to an hour, no joke, do you think they're really pooping that entire time?
Are you talking about like public or private or parochial?
Private.
Parochial?
Yeah. That was when.
Wow.
Public, private, and parochial was when they were like doing school closings for like snow and stuff.
Oh, and public private. That's how we would hear.
Anywho.
That's a fun fact.
What were we talking about?
Well, are they really pooping for that entire time?
No, they're on their phone. They're sending emails. They're just sitting on the toilet for God knows how long this morning.
I forget.
Business.
Do you ever forget? Are you just like, oh, I'm still on?
I just want to get out of there. I want to
like,
get out.
It's like leaving a song go, or when the song goes off in your headphones, but you leave your earbuds in for like 20 minutes.
Oh, and there's like no sound.
Yeah,
or
but
whatever.
You're still
wearing
I feel the same way.
And
when
then you
I'm,
hear the secret song and it fucks your shit up.
Yeah, comes out of nowhere.
Slow motion comes on and you're all fucked
secret
up.
Secret song isn't really a thing anymore, is it?
No, it doesn't make any sense because it's
that's
everything
so funny.
Is digital. It's sad though because it was fun finding them.
But I think you could still have like a 4 minute song that's only like
some people do it, but it just gets annoying when it's on shuffle.
Yeah.
Like everyone,
you're right.
Because
then you're right.
I want to say one more bathroom thing.
Well, we're not gonna say just one more. We're going. Baby.
I want to say the next bathroom thing.
Oh, we're done with poop.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay,
all right. Thank goodness. I was in the bathroom for a long time this morning. Humble brag. And one of the main contributors is that we have a heater specifically for the bathroom.
That's nice.
It's real nice. We have the means to just turn heat on
nice.
In the bathroom and make it real good.
Toasty.
Yeah.
You know, it just occurred to me that my apartment's really cold right now and I have a heater in my bathroom.
I thought you were going to say that you left a candle on or something. Like that.
I got to go. I left the muffins going. My bedroom is freezing fucking cold.
Is it?
There's a window that has like it's like not super insulated, I think.
Yeah.
And I think
there's no glass in it.
There's no glass, so and I can't figure out why there's such a breeze. No, it's just like not it's just I wonder if this is an issue I could bring up with my landlord or with the owner
that
of the
it's
apartment.
Too cold in your apartment?
Well, that the window is not insulated properly.
Does it
not
whistle?
Sealed properly.
Does it sound like a haunted
It doesn't
house?
Whistle, but if you put your hand up to like the blinds, you can feel a breeze.
Uh-huh.
Like a slight cold breeze.
I think it would have to be pretty drastic for somebody to fix
it. Well, it was drastic enough for me to move my bed to the other side of the wall because like I couldn't even with the heat on, the like my bed would still be freezing cold.
Yeah. And you can't handle the 1 month. It's cold out here.
Now it's more than a month, man.
Yeah.
Talking 6 weeks, 2 months.
It'll be cold until like March, probably. You don't think so?
Zoe says
no. You think February? Shit, girl. That's at least 3 months.
It was 80 degrees last Friday.
Listen, I know a lot of you guys listening to this are saying like, I live in California.
I would if I lived in Connecticut still, I would absolutely be saying
that. I hate when people do that. It's like I've lived in California my whole fucking life, right? I understand that there is cold elsewhere.
Yeah.
I understand that there is hot elsewhere.
But think about
this is where I live. This is the cold I know.
This is about me.
This is about me right now. When I'm like, I'm fucking cold, I think it should be respected that people have their degrees of cold that they're just used to.
Yours is just the higher degrees.
Yeah. Like, I fucking hate it when people come from out of town and it's like actually cold here and they're like, oh, I was wearing shorts today.
Yeah.
I had my sandals on. It was so warm.
Well, chances are you look like an asshole in your shorts and sandals.
That's them, you know, doing their
thing. Well, no, it's them being like, oh, this isn't even cold.
Oh, I
this
see what you're saying.
This isn't even cold at all. I was wearing shorts.
I was imagining them as like just joyously.
Yeah, well, if they're
like,
joyously saying it, then I'd
yesterday.
Be like, that's cool. You live in a cold place. That sucks. I'm sorry. But when they're like, oh, you don't know what cold
yep,
is,
yep,
it's
yep,
like,
yep,
fuck you.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I grew up, man. I don't know how cold your shit is. Why are you even living where you're living where it's cold?
Well, it's because there's not enough room. There's already not enough
room.
Dude,
you go out there, there's so much room in these cold places.
There's so much room
in
cold places.
Idaho, there's so much room in cold places. There's no one out there.
Yeah.
It's just land. You can
because
just
no one wants to live in that kind of condition. Doesn't it kind of surprise you that like way back in the early days, like when people were settling these parts of the world, they were like, do you think that they like were in some place and they were like, it was like June or July and they were like, oh my God. This is fucking perfect. We're going to set up our shit here. And then little do they know, when it comes to like comes around in wintertime,
they just die.
They just die. Like in New York. Like think about New York. New York is hot as shit in the summer.
Yeah.
And then cold as fuck in the winter.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that's what happened? Or do you think they were just like, fuck, land, no matter where it is going to be worth something.
Yeah.
So let's just fucking set up this shit.
I think a lot of it was they were all traveling in one direction and then they just stopped along the way.
Right? And they're like, this seems like a good place to set up a fucking haberdashery.
This seems like a good place to try not to die for the night.
Yeah. And maybe the next night, we'll again try not to die. And then we'll die of old age.
All right, everybody, watch out for snakes. Good night.
It's just weird to me that people, like, we're such an advanced society of conscious beings, and we still choose to, like, live in very harsh conditions.
Well, not all of us do.
Well, definitely not. I mean, but I mean, California in the summertime is nothing to scoff at.
It's horrible.
My mom, when she comes out here, she's like, it's so cold. She's like, it's freezing in California all the time.
Really?
Because she's from Florida.
Florida's just humid, yeah.
Yeah, and she only wants, like, she prefers it if it's, like, 88 degrees outside.
That's, like, comfortable for her?
Yeah, she loves it. And she comes out here and she, like, the skin, like, she gets all dry skin. So I'm like,
yeah,
cause it's a
you're constantly moisturized in Florida, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I feel like.
Constantly moisturized.
That's their state slogan.
Constantly moisturized.
Come be constantly moisturized by nature. Come let nature rub your skin. Let nature heal your skin. Revitalize your skin.
Let Florida into your face.
Hey, let Florida into your pores.
Can Florida come back?
Hey, can Florida come back? Let Florida come back.
Florida just sees a little crack in the door.
You know what my ideal, like, temperature is? No joke. Like, somewhere in the high 50s. Like, low 60s.
Let me guess.
You want to guess before I say it?
Would have been nice.
No joke.
You wanted to guess?
Somewhere in the high 50s?
Yeah, high to low 60s.
You're
high
neglecting 50s, low 60s. All the 70s?
70 is just too...
68 degrees
68
is where
it's degrees at. Is really good, yeah.
68 degrees is fine.
Yeah.
The 70s are just not... I mean, whatever. It
68
is, what it
is perfect because it's fine.
What do you... Are you one of those people that, like... I can be cold all day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you one of those people?
I lived in Connecticut. I was cold all day most of the days of my life.
And were you all right with that?
I don't like... I'm actually fine with just cold. I hate cold and wind together.
Yeah, it's kind of miserable.
Yeah, but I used to love when it snowed and stuff like that. But then,
dude,
3 days later, it all looks like shit.
I was just in my first ever snowfall.
Only breathing into the microphone. That's your contribution right
I'm
now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not even.
My first time. Experiencing snowfall.
What was it like? You took a
just this New Year's
photograph.
Yeah. It was fucking magical, man.
Yeah.
I brought my Bluetooth speaker out, humble brag, into the up on the porch there, and I put on. I swear to God, I put on the Home Alone soundtrack.
Yeah.
And
you set up a bunch of traps.
Got a little Home Alone going, and then I put on the Edward Scissorhands soundtrack. And I'll tell you what, baby, as soon as that ice carving music pops up and that snow's falling, that's just probably the most magical shit you'll ever experience.
You scored your weekend.
Dude, it was magical.
That's awesome, man.
It was very magical. It was my first time doing that. And I made a snow angel for the first time.
Oh, cool, dude. Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, snow at night is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazingly quiet.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard snow?
You ever? What?
It was my first time even hearing.
You just
it.
Said that real cute, and you'd extend. You would, there was prolonged eye contact.
Yeah, I saw that over here, and I was a little jealous. And like with this red light going
very,
too,
you're like hugging me with your eyes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. Man. It's dude. So quiet. So when it snows at night.
Oh my God! Dude, I can't.
It's
believe
It's funny
it.
You say that. I agree. It is so nice.
Are we going out now?
Yeah. So quiet. These are the types of awkward things you say before you kiss someone for the first time.
Dude, did I ever tell you the thing that I used to do to freak people out all the time?
No.
It's almost guaranteed you're gonna kiss if you're moving towards someone's face and you look at their eyes and their mouth and then their eyes again.
Yes.
I call it the old eye lip eye.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You come up with these little.
Sure.
They help you remember them.
Yeah. I before E except after C.
That's another one.
Leaves of three, leave it be.
You couldn't hit the broadside of a barn if you were the first worm to wake up in the morning.
Don't look a horse's mouth out. Don't open your mouth to a horse.
Just hit myself in the teeth.
Never open your
horse. Never open your horse. That's the first thing they tell you when you buy a horse. Hey,
you gotta promise me you will never try to open this horse.
All right, you got the saddle there, you got the feed bag. What am I forgetting?
One last team.
Don't open your horse.
Don't even try.
Don't even try it.
No. Oh, God. You're going to want to keep this horse closed as long as you can.
Pretty important you don't open that horse.
You got the saddle and the reins. Don't open the horse. You got the water.
What did you say? Sir, what did you...
You know to feed it. You know to not open it. You know to take it out for a walk.
You can't leave them out in the cold.
You definitely want to feed it. You don't want to open it.
Right along with you're going to want to feed it is where that rule goes.
He's just like any other horse. You feed it, you don't open it, you ride it every once in a while.
This is one of your not opening horses. This is one of those horses you shouldn't open.
Since I know you're going to ask, too.
I sold you.
You shouldn't open it.
Do you have any questions for me before you leave this horse?
This very, very closed horse.
Oh, shit.
Fun?
Did you have more to say about that kissing thing, or that's
nope.
that?
Just it's a fun way to freak people out if you're in a close talker situation.
Yes.
And you're like, maybe I'd like some of my space back. What you do is you give them the eyelid eye, and if they're uncomfortable with you, they'll leave.
It was over Christmas break, and Steve Zaragoza texts me. And he just says, Elliot, do you remember that time we shared a tender kiss? I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah,
dude, like, I can't remember why I brought it up, but we were all joking around over the break.
Sounds horrible.
And it was a nightmare. But I think maybe we were just talking about how an unafraid to kiss man I am and how not uncomfortable I am and how natural it is.
Sure.
But
how much I like it and how
much I love it and how much I wish I could do that only. but
anyway, what were we talking about?
Anyway, I'm fine, guys, by the way. I'm fine. Gotta get a breeze in a bit, so I'll be fine. But I was thinking about how, like, the most, it really was like kissing your girlfriend or your, like, your lover.
Mm-hmm.
That kiss that we shared.
And no one saw it.
No one saw it. It was just us.
And then we were just like, did we just kiss?
It was like so natural.
And it was nice.
Like, it was like, nice. And it was like,
just a little, like, I remember being like,
it was
both of our lips were just real soft and nice.
And we didn't push. It was just a nice little.
Yeah.
But it was just. I think I was saying goodbye.
It might
to
have been.
Something?
It's probably my best first kiss.
It might be my best first kiss too.
You guys,
because it was more natural than any other.
Well, because it was like we had this subconscious tension that we were relieving.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let me know, and we can open this up for questions.
Question one: do you open?
Do you open a horse when you first buy it? Or is that for a couple months in?
Question one, and I gotta warn you, this one's about horses.
And before you ask, no, we're not opening this one. But yeah, it was so weird. We were like having lunch with Joe and like Lee maybe at like a TGI Fridays or something.
Red Robin,
yeah.
By the mall, yeah. I remember the specific table. Yeah. I actually put a little carving where we were
sitting. To commemorate.
Yeah.
Because
it was like a chicken scenario, but neither of us had any intention of pulling away out of the chicken.
But I also remember it was like, yeah, no one, we weren't like performing for anyone. We weren't like, normally when we do that, it's eating. Like a joke.
I think there was like, we like looked at each other.
And then, it was either, I feel like we were leaving. Weren't we leaving maybe?
I feel like we just got in there.
Yeah, you're right, because menus were still involved.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, we were looking at menus.
We were looking at menus. I was like, maybe it was like, what are you going to get? Oh, I'm going to get this. What are you going to get? Okay, great.
Yeah.
But like, it was no one. The thing is like, usually when we do that, it's to like either shock the person you're doing it to
or make somebody else
or make
laugh.
Someone else laugh.
No one else.
And it was none of those things that we were doing. It was just like, okay. And then we didn't even react for a bit. And then we were like, that was like such a tender, weird thing we just did. I think that just speaks volumes about how comfortable we were with
yeah.
one another.
How many times have you done it since then?
Kissed Elliot?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe never since or something. Or maybe like a couple times after that for some bit or something.
Yeah. Do you guys want to kiss on the podcast?
Well.
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to get views on this shit.
I am.
Oh, shit.
I'm still in it for the numbers.
Speaking of, guys, this episode of Dynamic Banter just so happens to be brought to you by Squarespace. Yeah, Squarespace is a powerful online Chewel website platform where you can build your own websites.
Certainly is. I'm very familiar.
Are you familiar? Have you built a website using
MikeValzone.net.
Is that a Squarespace site?
Absolutely.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that, dude.
It's beautiful.
Elliot, have you used Squarespace?
I haven't. I've heard great things, Steve.
Me too, man. I really have. but I have yet to dive in. But you love it, huh, Mike? You like
I do love
that?
It. They have 24-hour support. They have sleek designs. I know how to do everything, and I don't really know how to do jack-ass. As far as coding or anything like that.
Jack Smith?
I don't know how to do Jack Smith when it comes to that kind of thing. But I got a nice looking website and I did it all myself and it's real easy. A little bit of dead air here.
Guys, Squarespace is doing a campaign called Make Your Next Move.
Make Your Next Move with Squarespace.
Just make your dang next move with Squarespace already.
Can we come back with Squarespace?
Open up your horse and make a next move with Squarespace, guys. They're launching this campaign, which is basically just kind of about, it's a new year, get your ideas out there, get your website started if you guys are trying to figure out your next move.
I know some of you got big ideas, and it's time to launch those big ideas with a Squarespace.
I agree with that, Mike, and I think if you've got an idea for a website, you want to launch that idea, you want to get a portfolio out there and you want to show people the work you do, or if you want to start an online store and sell some merch.
Maybe you want to be a t-shirt designer in 2017.
Maybe you want to be a t-shirt designer. Maybe you make something cool and you want to sell it.
Maybe you make cookies.
Maybe you make cookies. Maybe you've got
and they
a
all
lot
look
to
like
say.
Elliot.
Maybe you want to make a Dynamic Banter fan website.
Oh, F.
You can make your next move with Squarespace. You can use their beautiful award-winning designer templates. You can create a beautiful website or online store with their award-winning template. You can use their all-in-one platform to create a beautiful website with Squarespace's all-in-one platform. There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. And, of course, there's that award-winning 24/7 customer service.
So helpful.
You got a problem with your website, you can call them 24/7. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Get your problems fixed if there's ever a problem, guys.
Call them straight marathon call.
That's
just
right.
Keep calling them 24 hours a day.
So listen up. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code BANTER to get 10% off your first purchase. That goes towards setting up your domain and getting your stuff out there. Guys, make your next move with Squarespace.
Make his move with Squarespace.
That was really great, Steve. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Elliot.
Great job, Steve.
Thanks, man.
What else do you guys want to talk about?
Well, what do you got going on in your life right now, Elliot? You doing your comedy stuff?
Doing comedy. I'm doing a one-man show.
Now, I don't know anybody else who's doing comedy right now, so give me a unique perspective on that.
Do you want a unique perspective on a universal truth?
Yeah, sure.
So,
Steve, I do.
You want a fresh take?
Mike, can you hold on?
Yeah.
So, basically, my idea is to somehow make a career out of some kind of comedic, you know, outlet, whether that's some
me
kind
too.
Of a,
me
a
too.
Television show or
Sorry,
writing.
Mike, can you just hang out?
Acting or hosting in some way.
Right.
And so, am I muted again?
No, you're good. But you, I was just, I do like similar stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Elliot. Go ahead.
If I do it well enough, I get paid and I get to keep doing it.
Steve. Yeah. Yes.
And,
yes, I'm sorry. Hold on, Elliot. Someone's being rude here.
I'm
Mike?
Just telling you that.
He's Can not you just like hold he, on just a second, not. Mike, before we get to you, man? Just asking Elliot. He's not on the podcast all the time.
I turned his mic down.
It's been a while since he's been on, and I just thought it'd be nice to hear a unique perspective.
I remember the last time I was on the podcast. Didn't feel very...
Well, now's your chance to kind of take it back, Elliot. Go ahead and maybe take some shots. You can take some shots at Mike. Maybe you can make up for all the times you felt like Mike was... being mean to you.
Do you want to do a heavy sweater? It's like a heavy sweater right now.
You can give it to me too if you want. I think I might have been poking fun at you a little bit.
You
want to
do like a roast battle?
Have a moment. Go ahead.
But we can't hit you back.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I think it was you that said you wanted to become a comedian.
I'm not really that kind of comedian. I like to sit
really
down
let
and
us have it.
Write and craft.
You're not a funny comedian, is that what you're trying to say? And no, you're not like one of those comedians.
What I mean is that I'm more of a sort of a humorist than a
think on your feet type of guy.
I don't know exactly what that means, but I can Google it and get it back to you later.
Not really a yes and type of comedian either.
No, yeah. But it's a no but.
I'm a no but comedian.
A lot of no but
no.
But no.
But
it's going good, the comedy stuffs. You're doing a lot of stand-up and stuff lately.
I'm
That's
doing
cool,
a non-drinking thing right now, which is really fun for me. Today is day one.
This is day one?
Yeah, I'm killing it so far.
You had a lot of sparkly water today.
A lot of sparkly water. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very hydrated.
Well, I'm rooting you on, man, because booze is the dangerous drug.
Yeah. So
it really is.
I just,
You bored? Or
just yelling right into it.
Just right in the mic, huh?
This wouldn't be happening if I was drinking, but...
I guess that's true. Well, I guess we just won't have you on until you start drinking again.
So see you next week.
Join us next week. Our guest is Elliot Morgan.
Well, I don't have a history road prepared, but I can pull one up real quick, and we could do it real quick.
A history road?
Yeah, well, I mean, we end our Dynamic Banter podcast that we've been doing for quite a while now with History Road, which is basically just kind of like a memory lane type thing where you talk about...
It's just a different street.
Different street.
I'm out.
It really is just a different street.
I'm out.
You're out on that one?
I'm out.
Elliot's just texting.
I'm out. I'm out.
Do you think we're going to edit this part, or do you think I should just cover it?
No, I think we're going to not edit this part.
All right. I guess I'll just cover it with story or some kind of anecdote. So, yeah, moss only grows on the north.
This history road comes from someone named Lee Graylish.
Small Graylish.
And the subject is My Love and Dave and Ross Paints.
Didn't we already do this one? I'm almost positive we already did this one.
This one came in December 25th, so it's impossible.
I take it back.
This came on Christmas Day. Hello again, boys. I wanted to email you to thank you for reading my History Road on episode 21. Oh, it's a repeat History Roader.
See?
This might be... So you remember Lee Graylish.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we're doing a double history road from someone. I feel like some might say that's not very fair.
I would say that.
Because there's a lot of history roads here in my email box, but this was the first one I kind of jumped into.
I gotta go.
They said, thank you for reading my history road on episode 21, the one about sports. The one where Steve channeled Tim Curry. Oh boy, I was roaring with laughter from the second my name was read out. On a side note, I felt a little bad that I didn't say hi or anything and just jumped straight into History Road. I just got a bit excited. I know it's taken a while. It just took me a while to figure out what to say. I'm writing this as I watch Chill with Bob Ross on Netflix. It's just so much fun and happiness, very much like you guys. And I wanted to share with you a list of paint names that I and other Redditors have come up with on the Dynamic Banter subreddit. Here's a link to the thread.
There's a dynamic banter subreddit.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, Mike. r/dynamic banter. Here's a link to the thread, but to save you a tiny bit of time, just short of a smidgen, I'll put the list below as well. I hope you like what we came up with. I certainly enjoyed coming up with them. And here they are. Alchemist's Secret. Maiden's Trust. Off-White. Untucked Shirt. Stirred Milk. Deodorant Mist.
Stirred Milk. Stirred Milk, is it?
Yeah. Spilt Sunday. Sunday's Moon. Videotape. Home Economics. My Best Friend. Original Lips. So gross. Massive Pink. Neighbor's Dog. Near Enough. Near Enough is pretty good. Just About Yellow. Namaste. Nathan's Belt. Lisa's Toupee. Grigory's Towel. Ashley's Regret. Ma's Missing Teeth. Definitely Red. Grandma's Packet. I really like that one. Grandma's Packet. Justice. Too Many Cheeks. Midnight Traffic. Midnight Traffic Cone. After Lunch. Happy Mannequin. Jeffrey's Tone. Patricia's Treatment. Push. We're just going to go with a light push.
That's a dark.
We're just going to go dark push. Randy Cream. Single Bite Sandwich. Gran's House. The Whole Cow. Out of Milk. The. There's one called The. Dad. B B B B B B B B B B B B B B B. The Thunder of a Thousand Bees Wings. Bruce Wayne. Honey Lemon. Old Gray. Old Nan Gray. Whisper Light. And Shadow Color. I also saw a part where Bob's giant paint palette got real close to his shirt. Perhaps there's something where Davin gets his paint on his beautiful shirt by accident and flips out. I love you, boys. Keep doing amazing things as only you two can. Mike, I'm super jealous that you're best friends with The Rock. Steve, fucking hell, you're funny. You both bring me so much joy on a daily basis and have shaped me to be a better person, helping bring me out of my leal funk of recent years. I've never been very good at ending emails unless it's a work email. So for comedic sake, we look forward to welcoming you to our theater. Kind regards, Lee, front of house manager.
I like it.
Man, that's really great.
Can we perform in your theater, Leal?
Can we? Small? That'd be great.
Gaelic?
Well, I apologize to those who have sent History Roads and we haven't gotten you guys yet and we already doubled up.
It was nice to catch back up with somebody. Nice to we don't get that. You know what, Dave and Ross Color, I was thinking about the other day? Gark. it's dark green.
Gark.
Those were great though. I enjoyed.
Gark sounds like an alien.
Yeah, one Gark.
Yeah, Gark.
Gark. Wasn't that an alien? Wayne and Gark. You remember?
Elliot's so done. Like, I wish you could see him. He like can't wait for us to end the podcast. I feel like you did this last time too.
Really.
Remember when you looked at
time.
Your watch?
It started 10 minutes.
He
in.
Looked at his watch at the last one. Remember?
Just, you know, we're
you got
standing.
Places to go, and we're just standing.
I have nowhere
well,
to
I'm
be.
I'm sitting, so I'm comfortable.
Yeah, he's fine.
Well, listen, guys.
Did you think Gark was funny?
I honestly was zoned out. I was checking my Snapchat.
Well, Mike came up with a Damon Ross paint called Gark.
That's funny.
I like it.
My favorite paint name of that list was Massive Pink.
What was it? Grandma's Packet?
Grandma's Packet.
That
is
was my
good.
Favorite. All right. Well, we're back, man. Yeah. We're back.
Great.
We'll be back to our regular Friday schedule. Every Friday, a new dynamic banter will come out. And if you guys want to tweet at us, it's the old at Dynamic Banter on Twitter. And I want to thank you guys for listening, and I want to thank Elliot for being our guest.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for being here, Elliot.
Yeah, just happening to be here.
And
yeah.
Mike, thank you for inviting us into your home, and I want to thank Zoya and...
Soya.
Jackie.
Wait, say that. Say Jackie. Wait, no. Soya. Say what are you saying?
Her name is Soya.
Soya?
Soya. Yes.
Sonia? Soya. Are you saying Sonia?
Soya.
Well, I want to thank... Soda. I want to thank Sonia and Jackie for, well, mostly Jackie for making our delicious meals and now lines my belly preparing for poop.
Preparing for poop is a fun, like, autobiography title.
Steve Zaragoza, preparing for poop.
My life in a digital
world. My life in YouTube, preparing for poop. Well, and Mike, I'm so happy that we're back, baby.
Yeah, man.
Well, thank Feels you guys good. For listening. Mike, you want to say anything else?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, then we'll catch you guys next Friday. Same time, same place.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.